let's return to the Boomer Planners on Talk Zone. Once again, here are your hosts, Thomas Lee, Howard Hafetz, and David Abrams.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, listen, guys, I think we had a great discussion on how to plan for mom and dad with money. Howard, you had some comments about some of the tools that might be available to allow the families to establish a plan.
Well, I did, and I think it's important to know, to listen to Bunny discuss what's available for people at that point in time in their lives. First of all, to be able to get the care they need at home, which David addressed earlier today, and we cannot talk enough about. It is so critically important to have that option, to be able to stay at home. There's no doubt about that, and I think everyone we speak to in our practice at any age would always answer the same way, that if they have a choice, they want to stay at home. Well, to do that, to have that option when you're 65, 75, 85 years old, you have to plan ahead. There are really two strong options that will allow you to be able to take that option if you want it. First of all, is having the right kind of insurance protection. And we talked briefly about this a couple of shows ago. But long-term care insurance is the one type of insurance protection that pays for this kind of care that Bunny was talking about earlier today with Live Home.
Do you have to specify that in when you're looking at long-term care? Is that one of the things which if it's on a menu of options? Or is that automatically something that's going to be part of a long-term care insurance policy?
That's a very good question, David. There are so many different options and nuances to long-term care. One of the reasons why people avoid it or procrastinate looking into it is that it gets so complicated or just gets so difficult to understand, they just pass. Well, if you have the right kind of policy and you have dollars come to you in cash, sometimes referred to as an indemnity type of policy, you can use those dollars in any way that you choose, as long as the individual is qualified for the claim. And that's a discussion for another day. We talk about activities of daily living, but it is really important to discuss those issues before you make a decision on what kind of coverage to get. One other point that is important to make here is that the only people that that are eligible for entitlement-type programs, and those programs are usually offered by your state here in California, it's Medi-Cal, are those folks that are essentially bankrupt. Tom, I know you can speak to that a little bit in more detail from a legal point of view, but you are unable to have very much in terms of assets to be able to be eligible for entitlement programs. And one other point is that I don't even know if most people would want to be able to take advantage of those entitlement programs because, like all entitlement programs, your choices are limited and you basically are able to get what they are willing to give you.
Howard, you couldn't be more accurate when you say that the programs that are provided by the government are limited. But I want to emphasize the fact that today, with the budgetary problems that we have, I know here in California, the legislature right now is dealing with a budget deficit of somewhere in the range of $10 billion. And, of course, the first line of cuts will be for government programs such as Medi-Cal.
Absolutely. And that's why you can't rely on anything in the future from any resource other than your own. And that's why preparation, planning in advance, the earlier the better. We talked about this in previous shows. When's the right time to look into this kind of protection? Today. You have to look at it from the most earliest of ages, number one, for obviously cost, and secondly, for eligibility, because it's getting more and more difficult to get people qualified to be able to buy the protection they need.
I want to emphasize one other issue, Howard, and I'm sure that you advise your clients about this. Not only should they explore obtaining this coverage, but when they do, they should make sure that the company that they're buying the coverage from is going to be around when they need it.
Well, in light of what's been happening in our financial world over the last few weeks, you couldn't have been more on target on that comment, Tom. There are really only a handful of companies out there right now that I, as a financial advisor, would feel comfortable recommending. And again, you have to be very careful on not only the right kind of coverage, but the company that that coverage is coming from. You want to make sure they're going to be around when you need it, whether that be in 1 year, 2 years, or 20 years. So again, back to the advisor. The advisor is critically important to be able to help you get educated on what you need to understand about long-term care and then make good choices once you have that education. Please, for that education, please come to us. As Tom had mentioned, our email address is tlee@theboomerplanners.com. And our phone number, once again, is 888-463-6748. We welcome all your questions, no matter how brief or long they may be.
Well, just before I let Tom, I know you wanted to say something, but I was struck by the planning that you mentioned, Howard, about long-term care insurance. One of the kind of a spin on that is long-term care has a lot to do with preventive medicine. That's something we're going to spend time with as from show to show, but what is preventive medicine? How do you stay healthy? How do you live longer? How do you live better for your children, for yourself, for your elder parents? We really need to use preventive medicine to be one of the best ways to stay in your home as long as you can.
I agree with you, David. I think that in the future, the emphasis is going to be on putting the dollars in the prevention arena. In other words, based on what I've read, and I'm certainly not an expert in the medical field, but it seems to me that is consensus is that keeping somebody healthy is much, much less expensive than trying to cure them when they are ill.
That is not only theoretically true, but has been now absolutely proven to be true, is that those physicians who have practices that emphasize preventive medicine have fewer hospitalizations, have fewer long-term illnesses, have briefer hospitalization, and it is proven, it's valuable, and we really will spend some more time about that and how to do that on later shows.
I agree with you, David. We do want to spend some time talking about those types of issues because, you, Howard, and I, we do spend a good deal of time trying to take care of ourselves and eat right, exercise, and so forth. And I really do believe that is the future. The government is not going to be able to pay for and fund all these programs that are out there. So take care of yourself. Plan ahead. That's all for this week on our show here at the Boomer Planners. We'll be back next week at this same time. And don't forget to give us a call, or you can email us, tlee@theboomerplanners.com. And the phone number, once again, is 888-463-6748. For Howard, David, and Tom, thank you for listening to the show. We'll be planning ahead, and we'll see you next week. Take care.